Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women's since day one. Lovely.
Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy. You're with some slightly obsessed footy girls tonight. I'm Fiona Newton.
I'm Susanna Mott.
And I'm Tiger Time Breezer.
Okay, well, we went from formal to informal as we went down. Now, we're still on a high from the AFLW Pride game on Friday night, and I have to congratulate you two because you two called the game. Bree and Motti, you did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you very much. Bree was awesome at the
Motti,
ball for
you
ball.
Were awesome.
You were alongside Tegan Higginbotham and Paige Cardona, and you have never called a game before. I think, Motti, actually, you've called the grand final. Once.
Not well, though.
Not well. So let's be clear about that.
I don't think it does count. But I thought the four of us really combined well.
I'm very proud. And would it be the first time that an all-female team have called a professional AFL game?
Yes, it
as
is.
As far as we
Yay,
know.
Yay, go
yes.
us.
History makers, that's what
History
you are.
History makers, yeah. We're game changers.
Oh, applause.
Actually, and I must say, my coffee on Monday morning was free because my friend Tiger Tim thought our call was better than McAvaney.
Oh,
wow.
So it's a win-win.
Well, we're not sure that that's such a compliment, but no, very well done.
Tiger Tim, yeah.
Where does he reside? I'll be over to his place.
He's got a cafe called Back Pocket.
Ooh.
Well, we need that little clap thing happening again. That was a footy pun. There we go. Back Pocket. And he's a Tiger fan and he's great. And
oh, I'm going to drop in there one day.
Well, well done. And you can also hear all the interviews that we did with, because we did talk to a few people before the game and at halftime and at the end of the game. So we had a chat to the good old favourites, Debbie Lee, Annie Nolan.
And they're fabulous. They're all on our website if anyone wants to catch up on those chats. And you and Fee, you and Beck did a great job.
Boundary Beck.
Boundary Beck. Specky Becky.
She was running up and down the stairs.
Night.
I've never seen her do so much exercise.
She's taken on it. It's taken on a life of its own.
It's like it's gone viral. It's like a hashtag.
Yeah,
my favorite.
Hashtag.
My favorite is when we crossed down to her and she said, "I've got a community service announcement," and I should have known better, but I actually did think she was serious. And she said, "Just to let you know that the hot dog line is actually quite good at the moment, but the beer line is very long."
She said, "What was it? Something about Carlton's back line. The thing harder to get through than the Bulldogs back line is the beer queue." Anyway, on tonight's show, we're going to be discussing all the games in the AFLW. The JLT series started while we weren't looking. And we're chatting to a few people. You might have seen Pepper Randall, speaking of viral, on the tweets and the Facebook.
Hilarious, wasn't it?
She did an interview in a hair towel whilst eating a burrito.
Yeah, so we love that and we think she's fun and that's why we've invited her on. And
we just said we've got to get that girl
on our show.
We're also going to be talking to Rochelle, otherwise known as Rocky Cranston, from Melbourne Football Club about the Women's Academy and also the Ruby Demon sponsor her. So
much loved,
that.
Rocky, down at Demon Land,
sure.
Isn't she?
She's much loved. And Alice Murray from the Marching Girls, they're going to be up in the Mardi Gras.
It
is football related. We'll
it
show you how.
It is football related, yes.
We've also had a message already on the show.
We are famous.
From Rick in Cooperoo. I know where that is. That's in Brisbane.
Oh,
wow.
We've gone
national on the show. Having mashed potato and baked beans for dinner, it's good to know. And looking forward to the youth coming through at North this year. There you go.
Yes.
Talking, he's a North
Jai
Simpkin. Supporter, apparently.
They've got some really Davis Uniacki, forgotten his name, but yeah, he's
you're doing a fee breezer.
LDU they call him.
Luke Davies Uniacki. Yeah.
And he also says he's tipping the Brizzy Bears for the AFLW premiership this year.
The Brizzy Bears.
Rick Martin he might be on the money.
He could be on the money. Mm. So watch this space. Thanks for your message, Rick. Hope you're enjoying Cooperoo. So let's talk about some of the games. There was a draw this week.
There was. Is that
Well, should we go in order? Because I'm sorry. It's so tragic, but it really throws me if we go out of game order.
Hang on, we're not in order. I can't go. Red peg, green pegs, all together.
Yes, I know. I'm a counter. Aries, maybe it's a thing. I don't know.
Algorithms, but, you know. I'm famous
for my algorithms, sure. Is that. Friday night, let's start with that, the Pride game.
Well, yes, that was a smasher, wasn't it? Like the Bulldogs beat 84-13. Is that the score?
86-13.
I had no idea. For someone calling a game, and thank you for congratulating our brilliance, but I actually barely knew the score all the way through.
Fireworks just went off every 2 minutes for the Bulldogs, didn't they?
One of our texts said, I hope they don't run out of fireworks. Because no one's ever kicked that many goals.
That we were keeping on top of, though, was how many goals Lachlan was kicking. She was kicking them all night.
She was amazing.
Amazing.
Not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven. Actually, I saw an interview with Bonnie Toogood in it, and someone said, it must be weird to have kicked three goals and still not been anywhere near the top goal kicker.
And was that the interview with Tegan?
Yes, actually, on the warm down.
AFLW Facebook page. Tegan does that every Monday night.
And we should thank Tegan for helping us out with the call on Friday night. She was fantastic.
Wasn't she lovely?
Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah, second funniest.
Second funniest to Breezer.
Yeah,
and to Specky Becky,
third funniest thing. fourth funniest. Yeah.
As long as it's in order, Moddy.
Yeah.
So Western Bulldogs smashed Carlton. So really,
they broke a record.
Yeah, they broke a record. That was the highest ever score kicked in the AFL women's competition over the last two seasons,
and highest number of goals kicked within a game.
Yep. And Brooke Lachlan has now, in that one game, kicked more goals than Carlton have for their season.
Fun fact.
Fun fact for everyone but Carlton,
I think. Yeah, I was going to say, not fun for Carlton.
No.
Like, really disheartening for Carlton. They're going to have to go back to the drawing board after that smashing, aren't they?
And it also made news that night that Susan Alberti couldn't get into the ground through the main gate.
I know. Mm. Do you know what? She was coming to be interviewed by us. And
she was on our guest list. I'm not sure how that worked.
Oh, there's two layers of guest lists. Mm. So there's apparently one section to actually get in through those gates, and then the next one was to come up to where we were. I mean, let's say we weren't the only people she was going to be talking to, but yeah, something happened there. That doesn't sound all happy down at the Dogland, does it?
Well, later that week, Eastern Wooden couldn't get in either.
No, that day.
Oh, same that day.
Yeah, it was like within half an hour.
Security guys obviously don't watch the footy.
No, so the captain of the club didn't. So Susan's in good company, I guess.
Mm.
We can say that.
Well, you know, she's donated a bucket load of money to that club. So
yeah, she has.
She's able to get into any gate.
So there must be something else going on that we don't know about.
That's right. Let's start a rumour. Also, the Bulldogs, their mascot Sid passed away.
Oh, I know. Poor Sid. Well, I don't know. He might be 150. Maybe he's had a good life, not to know.
Well, I think if you've been the mascot of the Bulldogs, your life hasn't been too bad.
Well, certainly last year. All I hope is that he's got his proper pass because they mightn't let him into heaven.
Now, that's why you're the third funniest on this show.
I thought that was going to go better, but, you know, what a shame.
You rehearsed that before the show.
But Susan Alberti did tell me, she pointed him out before the game and she said, oh, look at the poor dog with that jacket on. She said he looks so hot, looks like he might pass out. 4 days later, dead. Whoops.
No, that was a different dog.
It was the same dog.
No, Sid wasn't there. Sid's been out of action for a while. He retired last year.
Oh, I'm just
they
going home
the
then. I can't get a laugh.
I used to follow Sid on Insta.
I've got dog facts wrong.
All right, we move on to Brisbane and Frio. Lower scoring game, but Brisbane got home in a close one by 7 points. 3-4-22 defeated Fremantle 2-13-15. That's very inaccurate kicking. That's 15 scoring shots to 7. So Frio had their chances and just couldn't convert, I would suggest.
What was it, windy or something? Because that is extraordinary, isn't it?
Or wet? Was it wet?
It was wet.
I didn't catch that.
There
one.
Was some. I think it.
No, it's GWS Adelaide game. That was thumping down.
Yeah.
Mm.
Cara Dinellan played a really good game, but still couldn't get them across. Couldn't get her Dockers across the line.
Important win for the Lions, though, because that means they've a game clear. Bulldogs and Lions, at least a game clear in the first two spots, top of the ladder.
Yeah,
the
Bulldogs, and their percentage is really high too. So even if they lost a game, they'd hold those positions.
The Bulldogs are 200, their percentage.
I know, it's incredible. And they're a game ahead of everyone except Brisbane. So really it'd be hard to see them not being in the grand final.
You're right.
I think if they both win this weekend, they wrap up. And Melbourne and Carlton both lose, they wrap up the grand final spots.
I wonder what happens whether KB or Katie Brennan will come back and play the last game or something.
You might KB.
Mm. I know, I've got carried away, haven't I?
I was just reading about her in Sam Lane's Raw book, actually.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good story.
Now, Melbourne, Collingwood.
Yeah, surprise this one. So we were talking about this off air. Melbourne went from Perth to Darwin. So they've cracked.
That's an all-round tour of Australia,
miles, aren't they?
Sure is. We'll ask Rocky about that, whether they think that that affected their energy or something like that.
Yeah, because it was on the Wednesday they went from WA to Ellis or something.
But so, take nothing away from Collingwood. They were terrific. 9-4-58 defeated Melbourne 3-6-24.
Yeah,
but that was a surprise.
It was a surprise, coming off two losses. But pleased that they got a win.
Yes. Now, who didn't get a win was GWS and
Adelaide.
They drew.
And I think both of those teams needed a win to stay in the contention of grand final.
We'll ask Pepper about that, won't we?
After we've asked her about the burrito, we're going to ask her about the draw.
We will.
I think. Yep.
It's really interesting, though, isn't it, with Adelaide, that won last year when they weren't expected to, and then everyone expected them to stay up and play beautifully this year, and they just didn't.
Yeah, premiership hangover.
Maybe.
Welcome back to Courtney Cramie, though. Courtney Cramie, welcome back. She was great.
And Ed Marinoff, sorry, we've got to flag 21 tackles.
Oh, yes. That's right.
The record ever.
Speaking of another record. Now, you can text us in, just like our friend Rick, on 0427 JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. And in a moment, we're going to be chatting to Pepper.
Hi, I'm Stephen from Rainbow Swans, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
I'm Renee from GWS Giants, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
We have a very special guest on the line at the moment. You might have seen her on social media this week, holding a burrito and wearing a hair towel. We have Pepper Randall, defender of the GWS AFLW team. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Pepper.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. Now, we did see you on social media and we thought, she looks like a fun girl. We want to get her on our show. You're sporting a hair towel and burrito while you're doing an interview. Is this the beginning of a new modelling career, do you think?
I think it's maybe the end of the career, perhaps. The beginning and the end, if you will.
Who were you talking to?
Our media advisor, Zelly. But she did interrupt me during our post-match deal, I guess.
We were actually at the State of Origin game. Now, firstly, just to introduce ourselves, with Fee, Moddy and Bree. We were at the State of Origin game last year at Etihad, and we were in the change rooms doing a few interviews, and the girls were just scoffing down curries. Like, you could not get enough food into them. So I imagine you're quite hungry after a game.
I don't know if it's just me, but it tends to last me a good day afterwards as well. Just can't get enough food in me.
Need to refuel. I feel like that every day, but I'm probably not playing a game of football.
So do you have quite a strict pre-game eating regime then? Do you not eat much?
No, I definitely do eat a lot. We've actually been put on quite comprehensive eating plans this year, and I've found myself in...
McDonald's?
That is required to eat a lot of food, so I've actually been required to put on a few kilos. And it's been actually quite difficult to keep up with the amount of food where they need us to eat.
Now, Pepper, Bree here. I feel like we've started on My Kitchen Rules. So let's talk about some footy.
All right.
There was a draw on the weekend. So how did that make the girls feel after a draw? It's been described previously as like dancing with your sister losing, but where there's no result. But so how did the girls feel after a draw on the weekend?
Sounded like an Alan McConnell quote just there. I think it was a pretty disappointing and, like Alicia said, deflating feeling. And I think, even though a loss is tough, at least it is a pretty definite result and you can go back and, kind of look where it went wrong. But a draw is a really strange feeling, and I think it was pretty disappointing for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, both of you really needed that win to
definitely.
To keep things as alive as possible. But, yeah, it's always a funny feeling even as a supporter. You know, I've watched one or two draws in my life and, like, no team songs being played at the end. It's just this really flat feeling.
Yeah, it was kind of like being in limbo.
Yeah.
Pepper, you're from Victoria and the Eastern Devils, is that correct?
Yes, was the Eastern Devils. They've unfortunately folded their BFL
exactly.
side, but yeah.
When you were playing with them, did you ever play in any rain like you did on the weekend? Because that was absurd.
Actually, before the game, Alan asked us how we felt about the weather, and all us Victorians looked at each other and just said, oh, this is our bread and butter. this is what it's like pretty much every week, and if it's sunny, then it's probably finals. But yeah. I think as a team, we stood up, and it can be really difficult, I think, because we trained all summer in dry heat. You get used to mark sticking, you get used to giving it off to tall forwards, and then all of a sudden we get these two really kind of bizarre torrential rain kind of games. So I think the first game, it definitely hit us when we played against Carlton. But last round, I think our skills were a lot better in those conditions and we didn't really let it get the better of us. But, yeah, it was like being at home.
Pepper, it does feel like the Giants are playing even better this year but have had some unlucky with some near losses. So I would imagine there's still confidence in the group that you can, you know, win more games than you won last year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Al's been adamant about kind of instilling this belief into us that we're not a team just here to make up the numbers. We're here to win. And I think, like you say, it has been a little unlucky each week. You know, we've come so close and we've tasted a win or, you know, we've come right down to the wire a few times. So I don't think there's any doubt in the minds of the girls lining up and coming up to the game this weekend. But, yeah, that first win really gave us a huge confidence boost.
Do you know what made me really laugh about, not about your win, but all the press around Alan for having his first win?
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
I think he was pretty happy about that.
So he coached, was it Fitzroy 21 years ago or something, and didn't get a win?
Yeah, a bit of a brutal time for him. And then I guess to come into the Giants, it was pretty rough at the start there for them as well.
Oh, no. God, it made me laugh, though. is he a good-humoured man?
Oh, yeah, he's got a great sense of humour. He's got a good banter. He's a great bloke. He's been phenomenal.
Also, I saw Heath Shaw has been on your bench on game days. I presume that carries through to the week as well. What's it like having someone with 250 games plus experience in your corner?
Yeah, Heath's been amazing. He's been really heavily involved, but I think what's been great is he's come in not really like in a coaching role, but more as like a mentor and just a fellow player who really just wants to give advice. He's great to have a chat to. He's very approachable. So he's been fantastic. And especially as a defender, he's a world of knowledge when it comes to actually what it feels like to be out there on the field as a defender when you're getting pumped. And it's been good to have him on the sideline.
So how does it come about with someone like Heath? Does Heath just go to the team and say, I'd like to work with the girls, or how does that work?
I think that was how it went this time. I mean, I'm sure there's probably been other occasions where players have been requested to come and help, but I think he's really just wanted to get involved. And, you know, we kind of walk past each other in the hallway and it's a bit like, oh, we could be doing more with this relationship. So it's really good that he's come down to help us.
Pepper, I'm loving watching GWS and I love watching you play, but you know who I'm really loving watching play? I love Courtney Gum.
Oh, yeah.
How good is she?
She's been incredible. Absolute ripping pickup for GWS there. Yeah, she flew under the radar last year, obviously, and I think people might be kicking themselves now because she's definitely shown that she's deserving of being in this competition.
Absolutely. She doesn't look out of place at all.
No, and she's given us a run for our money everywhere in the gym and at training. So, yeah, she's definitely a contender.
Exactly, because for those who aren't aware, Courtney Gum's actually 36. So to play... And I know,
a young 36.
A young 36, sure. but, you know, to play, as you said, to beat you guys in the gym and on the ground, stuff like that, is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Nah, and her attitude's fantastic. And I think Al was pretty adamant about getting some experience into our side. And it's been very evident that those older players with more experience under their belt, even Cora, just experience in a professional sporting environment, they've been fantastic.
Yeah, Cora Staunton, her Gaelic background.
Yes. Now, thank you so much for coming on to the Chicks Talking Footy Show. We're actually going to be talking to Rocky Cranston about how anyone from the age 8 to 80 can get involved in the AFL Women's Academy in just a moment. So stay tuned for that. And thank you so much for being on Chicks Talking Footy. We've loved having a chat to you, and good luck with your modelling career, Pepper.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pepper.
Thanks, Pepper.
Thanks, Heaps.
Thank you.
See you, Pepper. Bye.
Hi, I'm Matt Jansen from Pride in Sport, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
G'day, I'm Russell Green. I'm an ambassador for Stand Up Events, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Actually, speaking of Russell Green, he is going to be speaking at the Hawks Pride event launch on April the 15th, round 4.
Is he now?
I happen to know that because
how?
To coordinate that event. And we're going to be launching officially the Hawks Pride group, and the club are giving us some canapes and free drinks and
tickets. I hope we're invited.
I'm officially inviting the Chicks Talking Footy and our supporters. Lovely listeners to come along. You can join the Hawks Pride group on Facebook, and there's an event there that you can join. Let us know that you're coming. But we can then all go on to level 2 and watch the game together.
So who are they playing and where is it?
They're playing Melbourne, so the Ruby Demons are going to come along as
fantastic.
Well as the other supporter group. Russell Green and Angie Green are going to be talking. So is our CEO, Justin Reeves.
My friend David saw at a party on the weekend, and I've made him get his phone out, open Facebook, join Hawks Pride.
I approved him to the group.
Oh, did you? Good.
But the club have been so supportive of us. I met with, I didn't realise, but I was met with the CEO, the football manager, the communications manager, and they're all there talking about how they can be a more inclusive club. And
just you?
Just me. It felt like a big job interview.
Oh, you should have done that.
Yeah. Yes. And while I'm here, let me.
She's resigning.
But
she's going to work at Hawthorne.
That's right. Sorry, guys.
Busy.
Yeah, that'd be a busy job, wouldn't it? Now, there's been a other sort of football that's been happening.
Who knew
side.
Men played football?
I know. I found out the men were playing as well over the last week or two.
Yeah.
I have to confess, with all our busyness of the Pride game and life, I haven't had a chance to watch, but I believe you two have.
Yes.
Kept half an eye on that.
I did keep an eye on it on Saturday and Sunday across the weekend. So we had 4 matches played, kicked off on Saturday with
what
Melbourne.
What do you learn from them? What do you think? What
well,
do you
actually,
learn
you
from
know what? I think we actually learn a little bit more because of AFLX. AFLX was more like the experiment this season. Whereas JLT, a lot of sides are fielding a strong team because they now realise that we've only got 2 practice games before the real games start.
They used to play a lot more, didn't they?
They did. They used to play like 5.
Yeah.
5 practice games, and then they'd field their strong teams towards the end of that.
That's right, and they'd rest people. And, I mean, we've been through all incarnations, though, really, haven't we? We've been through sort of round-robin things into groups and, you know, even way back in the day when I think, what was it called, the Commodore Cup or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and the Foster's Cup. Yeah. Remember the Foster's Cup?
Oh, my goodness, it's going right back to the
80s. There's a game playing tonight, like on a Wednesday, and that took me back to the Foster's Cup days where you'd go and watch your team play on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
VFL Park, they used to play.
Yeah, they used to play at VFL Park. And
so anyway, just a quick score before we chat to Rocky. It's 52 to Carlton and 31 to the Saints at halftime. We might come back and give you that detail later.
See who's won. Now, we have a very special guest on the line. It's Rocky Cranston from the Melbourne AFLW team, and she's also part of the AFL Women's Academy. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Rocky.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Great, Rocky. Thanks so much for joining us straight off the training track.
Thanks for having me. Yep. About to go get in a nice bath.
Oh, sorry. We won't. We'll have a quick chat then. Won't hold up your bath.
That's all right. Got plenty of time.
Can we ask where you got your name? Not the Rochelle part, the Rocky part.
From your parents.
And so that was just Mum's decision. Yeah. Not really sure. apparently, I don't, but my first training of football, someone said I look like I want to punch people. And that's how they... Yeah, I was like, thanks. Thank you. That's just my face. But, thanks, guys. So it's just stuck ever since, and I'd really ever never get Rochelle now. So,
but no one wants to punch you, I bet, because they're too scared.
Yeah, no. People must think I just go around fighting people. So, yeah, but I'm a big teddy bear.
Well, we love your attack on the football, Rocky. Let's just put it out there. We love how you go about your football. Everyone dreams of kicking the winning goal, and you did just that in round one. That must have been. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty lucky it went through, I think. But I think that was the hard work of all the girls, so we all got to enjoy it.
Oh, come on, Rocky. You kicked it.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we won't tell them. That's all right. But you didn't just kick one. You kicked three, and you kicked three in quick succession that game, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know what was happening.
Well, good on you. Congratulations, we'll say.
Thank you.
Now, we were going to ask you too, the Dees travelled a lot in the last week. You went over to WA and played Trio and then to the Northern Territory. Did that take a bit out of the team, do you think?
Well, it was a bit different. We can't really make excuses. That's why we lost, I think.
I was handing one on a platter right there.
I know, that'd be the easy way out. But I think the community visits were something really special and something I won't forget anytime soon. So there are definitely some positives out of the trips. And I think the girls are bonded really well because we couldn't get away from each other for a week. But, yeah, it was really nice to get home, though, and I think tonight's session went really well, so hopefully we turn it around this week.
And speaking of turning it around, Rocky, so what's the morale like around the club at the moment after the last two losses?
Yeah, I think surprisingly well. We don't like to hold on to things. We like to move on and look at the next week coming up. We watched a bit of a pump-up video of all the things we've done well to try and remember that we are, you know, quite a good side. We've just had a few off weeks, so that sort of got the morale up and about. And the session was really good tonight, and, yeah, the energy feels good, so hopefully we can carry it on into Friday night.
Good on you. Now, I just want to ask, the AFL, or the Women's AFL Academy, is that the correct term that way? Saying it that way,
Women's AFL Academy.
Okay, so this, you'll have to lead us through exactly what it is, but it's, from what I understand, it's been set up to support and grow the female skill levels. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's sort of like from all ages and sort of giving the girls a look at what it would be like to be an elite level athlete, and it's something I wish I had when I was younger. You get all the testing, you sort of understand what you have to go through and what you have to get better at to be at that level, and we've got some really good athletes coming through, and it's pretty exciting for the future because some of the young girls are just amazing, and I can't imagine if I had something like that when I was younger, how much further on I could be now. So it's pretty exciting.
So there's yourself and Dennis Armfield and a bunch of other athletes and coaches down there, is that right?
Yeah, so me and Dennis, Karen Paxton from the Dees has just come on as well, so we've just got an influx of Dees coming through.
Pretty average bunch then.
Yeah, not very good. It's good to have Paxi. She'll really help the girls out.
She's all right.
We've got Kempy as well coming down as a guest visitor this weekend.
Who's Kempy?
She'd play for the Dees as well, but unfortunately did ACL in the preseason, but she was going really well, so... Another bad ACL injury.
One thing we forgot to clarify is when you say this weekend, just tell us where the venues are and how, if people want to come along, what they have to do to get there, sign up or whatever.
You just have to go on their Instagram and book a spot. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all avenues.
So they just they just Google Women's AFL Academy?
Yeah, and it'll give you the link to book a spot. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so we're down on Friday night. A lot of them are coming actually to the Dees game to watch, which is pretty cool, a little support crew.
Right.
And then Saturday and Sunday, it's the Victoria Institute of Sport, starting at 8:30, I believe, going to about 3:30. So it's all day testing on Saturday and then more skills on Sunday. So each time you test your skills again, you test your running capacity, your jump to see if you're improving. So, yeah, it's really awesome and it's a good way to see what an elite level athlete will be doing and how they improve.
So that's it. When you say the VIS, is that Albert Park? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so nice and central for people to get there.
Yeah.
Tell me, this is...
Lottie lives south side, so it's central to you.
so I'll try not to embarrass myself. when I'm there on Saturday. Now, this is one thing that I've never understood. What the hell is the beep test?
Oh, well, the beep test is actually gone. Now it's the yo-yo test.
It's the which?
Yo-yo.
It's very similar. So the beep test is sort of your high-intensity running. So you're sprinting, you get a 10-second break, you sprint again, and you've got to beat the beep. So the longer you stay in, the more your aerobic fitness is. So the higher, the better. Some of the girls smashed it last time, so I was really impressed. They probably got a better score than what I would have got.
So it's just how many times you can do it and beat the beep?
Pretty much. It's repeat effort. So it's more... Right. So the beep test is long-distance running, whereas football's more repeat effort, stop-start. So the yo-yo test is more, you know, suited to football.
So what's the difference then, the yo-yo? Just because I'm just want to get some practice in before Saturday.
Okay.
Bonnie's sprinting up and down the studio as we speak.
The beep test is slower, and you start and you're just continually running. Whereas the beep test, you sprint and then you have a 10-second break.
Oh, yo-yo, see how that
and you keep going. Yeah.
Neither sound great.
I'd much prefer the yo-yo.
I'm looking around the studio here, Rocky, and we're all in peak athletic condition. We failed that test miserably.
Fail.
So we'll see you there.
There on the weekend.
Yes, sure.
Well, so it's for any age group, though, isn't it? Or pretty much from...
It is. It is. There's open age, so you can come on down.
So Justin, your program founder, told me that from 8 to 80
is what
and you have to be a woman. Is the other thing.
Yep, it's only women, which is cool. I really like that aspect of it.
Finally.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Should be like that all the time.
Exactly, exclude the bloke. See ya.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a separate question, which is regarding next year potentially. So Geelong are coming into the AFLW next year. And so I read some, you know, you can tell me that it's scurrilous or not, a rumour about 2 weeks ago that you yourself and Lily Mithen are being targeted as potential players.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
You're slightly uncomfortable.
No. Look, I get this question all the time. Potentially, because, you know, we play VFL for the Cats. Yeah. So after we finish AFLW, we go back to the Cattery. We could be. They have actually been really good and said, you know, we're not going to talk to you until you finish your AFLW. And at the moment, I haven't really thought about it because I'm at Melbourne. I'm contracted to Melbourne and, I want to get a premiership. So I'm focusing on that for now. But, yeah, you never know. They might come and target us, but we'll see at the end of the season.
I think it's one of those things that as the seasons progress, that those sort of things will become a bigger part of the AFLW, it will start to mirror how it works in the guys' game as well.
Yeah, as teams get at it, for sure.
Mm.
Now, Rocky, you're sponsored by the Ruby Demons as a player. How does that work? How does all that come about and how does it help you?
I think it's more of a club thing, but they get, I think they get sort of some things from off me, sign things, and I think they get to come and sit with me at our launch dinner.
Oh, I want to sit with you at a launch dinner.
I think you can still, there's still options.
Oh, good.
Last year I had two.
Bree, you said that out loud. Did you realise that?
Yeah, I did. I'm on radio. Of course I said it out loud.
You're right, at lunchtime over again.
Exactly. Inside voice, Bree.
Inside your head voice.
But back to the Ruby Demons. We know Katie Purvis works in here with us and she's delighted to, you know, be able to sponsor you and hang out with you at those functions and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're awesome support. I love the Ruby Demons. I was really honoured. They gave me a T-shirt last year and that was my favourite thing.
Aww.
Yeah, well, pretty lucky.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's great how a lot of the LGBTI supporter groups are connecting with their club. I know Carlton Pride just bought one of the Rainbow Guernseys from the Pride game on Friday night and gave it to one of their members.
Oh, yeah, they were cool.
Members.
They were really
awesome.
Great.
They were really cool.
Yeah, Darcy Vesio helped design that Guernsey, so...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, little flash of...
The gold.
Yeah. One of those annoying people that are good at everything.
Oh, I know. Stop it.
Now, so you're against the Lions this week.
Yes.
So good luck for that.
I hope you have a better result.
Yeah, hope you play well.
Big game. Yeah, this is a huge game.
Yeah, it is.
A lot on the line.
Must-win game.
Must-win, yeah.
Must-win. Well, good luck against Brisbane, and hopefully we were predicting, as you do in round one, a Demons Bulldogs grand final. So let's watch this space. Thanks.
Let's hope it happens.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks so much, Rocky, for coming on to Chicks Talking Footy. Hopefully you'll see some of our listeners down at the AFL Women's Academy on the weekend. And look out for Motti.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks again, Rocky. See you later.
Sorry. Thanks for having me. Bye.
In just a moment, we're going to be talking to the Marching Girls who are going to be at Mardi Gras. And it does have something to do with football in just a moment.
I'm Brett McAloney. I'm president of the Rainbow Crows, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You're with Fee, Motti and Bree on Chicks Talking Footy, and you might have heard our lovely voices on the AFL Pride game broadcast.
If you do say so yourself.
Well, my lovely voice and these voices that joined me. And we, of course, had Boundary Beck from our team as well. And Tiffany, not Tiffany, I just heard her voice. Tegan.
Yes.
Tegan Botham and Paige Cardona also called the game. And you can listen to the podcast on the Joy website if you missed out. I had friends at the game actually with headphones in their ears. So they're listening to you while they're watching the game.
Oh, they're very smart women.
Smart women. You assume they were women.
I know.
But they were. They were very smart. Now, we have a special guest on the line.
Yes, we do. We do. Now, Mardi Gras is celebrating 40 years this weekend, if you didn't already know, and it's going to be huge. And the Melbourne Marching Girls will be there. And here to tell us all about it is Alice Murray. Alice, welcome to Chicks Talking Footy.
Hello, Chicks. How are you?
Good. Hi, Alice.
Now, hi. Alice, what can we expect in terms of the parade and colour and theme this year of Mardi Gras?
Well, Melbourne Marching Girls, we had a meeting at the end of last Mardi Gras to decide on our theme for this year. We're all pretty much, we were inspired by the AFLW sort of launch season last year. So we decided that there'd be nothing more Melbourne than to do a footy theme. So we're 40 women over 40, and we are marching in the 40th anniversary, and we've got an AFLW theme.
And I've seen some photos on Facebook, and they look incredible of rehearsals. How are rehearsals going?
Well, we just had our last rehearsal tonight before we head up to Sydney, so we're all pumped. We're very excited, and our choreographer has got us looking very sharp. She's been watching our, you know, handballs and our kicks and our marks and our passes.
So you're marching and doing all of that at the same time, kicking, marking.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
The choreographed routine, the ball never leaves our hands, so
wow.
We're just sort of making the motions, but it's really effective. So we've got, each of us has got a little ball, and we've all got guernseys with rainbow stripes and a 40 on the back for the 40th anniversary, and so a very well choreographed routine. And we had one of our friends, Nina Farrow, who's a singer, and she was on The Voice, she recorded a female version of John Farnham's Playing to Win. So that's our music track.
Awesome.
Love it.
So, Alice,
yeah.
Where are you in the parade? I know we won't miss you, but just to make sure we're watching.
We're pretty early on. I think there's 198 floats in total, and
wow.
We're number 40. I think we're number 43, so we're after the Wella Hair Care girls.
Oh.
I see that natural transition into your float.
I know. So we're gonna leave. We're gonna start off the parade from Elizabeth Street at about 8 o'clock. So I think SBS are doing a live stream of the whole parade on Saturday night, and then on Sunday night they're showing the edited version. So so look out for us. It'd be good.
Now, Alice, I've seen your jumper. Can you tell us the inspiration? Which team inspired that jumper choice? Oh. Was it Richmond or Essendon?
Well, in the committee, we've all got different teams, so it was very hard. And we thought, if we go for a basic black with a rainbow stripe, then everybody will be happy. So that's our decision.
Everybody is happy. And I've heard this year the Sydney Swans will be having a float as well.
Yes, I saw that on the parade listing, because we've got the parade listing sent through. So that's very exciting, and they're the only ones. So
they're the first ever football team to go in Mardi Gras. Yeah, this is the first.
Yeah, it'd be good to see how many players sort of come and participate.
Is there any AFLW players?
Not in our group. We wish.
Yeah.
maybe
there was a couple last year.
In the parade.
Yeah, or maybe it was the Newtown Breakers. I'm not sure. There was some. There was some female players in the Mardi Gras last year.
Maybe in other groups. I'm not really sure. No. It would be lovely. We were hoping one of them might want to come and join us, but it's a bit late now. Never mind.
Can't.
So, you know, we're available for functions, so, you know.
Now, Alice, I've got a challenge for you.
Oh, God, all right.
I would like you to give a Sharon to share.
Oh, give a Sharon to share.
Yeah, at the after party.
She'll be really easy to approach. Yeah.
Is that challenge accepted?
That's a big challenge. I don't know that I'm going to get A, anywhere near Cher at the party, and B, I'm getting changed because I don't want to lose my football.
Yeah.
Are you going to the party?
I am going to the party. So, yeah, quick change and into party gear after the march. Because you get pretty hot and sweaty. It's quite a physical routine, and we are doing it non-stop all the way down the parade route. So
wow.
You're not looking pretty at the end of it. There's a shower required.
And I'll just give you the update. Maximum 27, minimum 19, cloud clearing on Saturday. So
perfect.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Well, we've been marching in Mardi Gras many times, and one year it was torrential rain nonstop for 6 hours. So anything is better than that. So I'm delighted to hear the forecast.
Well, I was watching Riot last night, and the first ever Mardi Gras, it was 10 p.m. on June the 24th, and it was freezing. So
yes, I saw that too, yes.
Yeah. So at least they moved it back a bit.
Yeah, no, we're super excited. We're all revved up after our last, we've had a full dress rehearsal. We can't wait to get to Mardi Gras. So, and it's kind of nice to, we thought, bring a bit of Melbourne to Sydney. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need it.
Sydney needs a little bit of Melbourne.
Yeah.
So good luck, Alice, with the march. We're a bit jealous because none of us can go. But
or march, or as it turns out.
We can't even play football. So, might after the weekend.
You call it really well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alice.
Thanks, Alice. Party safe and look after your mates. And thank you for joining us on Chicks Talking Footy.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Alice. Bye. Now, we've got a few games coming up this weekend.
We do.
It's round five of the AFLW.
It's gone really quickly.
There's only seven rounds and then the grand final.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's only three more games left.
Is anyone going? I haven't been to as many this year.
I know.
I'm disappointed to admit.
Yeah. I'm going to the Carlton. Is it Carlton Melbourne game? On March the 11th.
Yep. I was considering
that have never been to the football.
Yeah, I was considering going to Collingwood and Western Bulldogs this week, but it's in Maui.
That's right. I looked at that and went, that'd be good. I'll go to that and thought, where's Ted Summerton?
Yeah, Maui.
Mm. Yes, Maui.
My partner was in Maui today.
Mm. Oh, that's a fun fact.
So, fun fact for everyone. Round five kicks off with Melbourne and Brisbane in Casey. Big game.
Well, as you said to Rocky, that really is a big game, and they need their big players to step up.
They need to find some
form
quickly.
Well, Melbourne really needs to win all their games, the next three games, don't they?
They really do.
Brisbane and the Bulldogs could drop a game, maybe two, and still remain on top.
Well, Brisbane want Sabrina, Frederick Thorpe, to really kick a bag too, don't they, and really make her presence felt. But Melbourne have got such class.
They do. Like
that midfield's extreme.
Paxi. They really need to be playing better than what they are.
I think I said it a couple of weeks ago. Mel Hickey, Elise O'Day, Karen Paxman and Daisy Pearce all play together at Darabin. And they're a really good unit. I don't know what happened to them last week, but they should pick themselves up for sure.
I think we've said this on the show before, but Beck and I, when they were sitting behind us at a game, we had Daisy, Mel Hickey and a couple of the Melbourne girls sitting behind us. Daisy the whole time is relaying all the statistics of the game.
Yes, it was great, wasn't it?
Sort of coaching them, coaching behind us.
Elisa Mifsud was there as well.
Yeah, we were getting all the secrets of the D's team, that's for sure. Fremantle and GWS in Frio.
Yes. Frio is still a sneaky chance, I reckon. They've got a couple.
They've won two games, haven't they?
I think they've got a couple of home games. So if they can win this one and Brisbane drop one or the Bulldogs drop one, it keeps them in touch. So
people have got – a lot of teams still have hope.
Mm.
Now, Frio, does that mean the they're only playing one game at the new Perth Stadium, aren't they?
Yes, they've just played – it was just the one.
That's right. So they're back at their normal
Fremantle Oval. Yeah.
Fremantle Oval.
Yeah.
So hopefully our WA correspondent, Danae Gibson, might give us a bit, few clues.
She'll
about
be
that
all
game.
Over it. She'll all
be,
over it.
She loves it.
She'll be at training. Well, it's Wednesday, be training. She'll be down there now.
Yes. Well, it was actually her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to Danae.
Gibbo.
Yep.
She was reunited with her lovely partner, Zoe. So
3 months
ago. I remember last year she was particularly
ago.
Sad about being
she was
separated from Zoe that day. So I'm glad she had a better time of it. I saw them in some romantic table in a garden somewhere.
Pervert.
Yeah. It's called Facebook, does.
Let's get back to football. Adelaide and Carlton, big game for Adelaide. If they want to be any chance, they have to win this one.
Well, both teams, really.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. And
because they're good players. Sorry, just back on Adelaide. I mean, you know, Phillips and Marinoff, they're playing, and Chelsea Randall, they're playing really, really, really well.
And they got Courtney Cramie back last
and
week.
And Courtney Cramie, as you said, but they're just, they still need, they need to, Perko's not kicking.
Yeah, what happened to Perko this year?
I think they've just probably shut her down, double teamed her and things like that. Like
also, but
done
she's
with
not,
Hope.
She's not playing a stationary forward role this,
no,
this
you're right.
year. Like they've lined her up in the middle. Like they're alternating between her and Phillips, so she's not that stay-at-home forward that she was last.
Stay-at-home forward. So that's the type of thing you say when you're good at calling games.
When you're good at calling games, there you go. There you go. So, and then the last game is Collingwood and Western Bulldogs, which is suddenly now interesting after the last weekend's results with Collingwood. They play in Moi, which is a neutral ground, so and no Katie Brennan.
And, well, you'd hope that Mo Hope, you know, by kicking 2-3 last week and doing some great things on the ground, has now going to go forward and continue her form.
You would, and Brooke and Bonnie, if they boot another 10,
aren't
who knows?
Aren't they terrific? Mm. Bulldogs are a good side.
Yeah, I mean, to have a bench
really
that strong.
Yeah.
Now, we're in a moment, we've got some exciting announcements on our community notice board.
Oh, have
here
we?
On Chicks Talking Footy.
I'm James from Proud to Play, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Chicks Talking Footy tonight. I'm Fiona Fee. I've got Susanna Mott, Motti.
Hello.
And Bree McCauley-Breezer.
You've gone all formal on us.
I know.
I just want to, you know, do it the most long-winded way I can.
Right.
It's Fiza, Breezer and
Fiza, Monty. Breezer and Monty. All right.
We'll just get it together, Fiza.
Sorry, I'm learning how to be succinct from the best game callers in the league.
Yeah. Our listeners love it when we're just ourselves and have fun with it, don't they, Monty?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
According to our latest survey.
Yes.
Now, we have a community notice board each week. Now, a couple of things I would like to alert our lovely community to is the Pancake Parlour are the sponsors of our show, and they are, with us and Joy, organising a grand final breakfast. So we are starting our own tradition.
For AFLW.
And we are going to be giving away not Pancake Parlour vouchers, but seats to that breakfast. So you can come down. We're going to have a panel. So we're going to have some guest speakers, free breakfast at the Pancake Parlour, and you get to hang out with us.
Wow.
Wow. We're going to host the day.
Maybe Rocky will come.
Maybe. She might be playing in the grand final. We can't rule that out at this stage. But
So you get a seat. You get breakfast. I'm going to say that's pancakes.
A short stack.
Or crepes.
Crepes. Okay, well, what else can you... Okay, we went there once, didn't we? So we
did,
had short stack with...
But breakfast, they've got like egg and bacon.
Yeah, they do savoury as well.
Yeah, they do a savoury breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. You can get it all.
You can get it all.
Yeah.
Maple syrup, bacon and... Pancakes, you can that's
do,
my favourite
you can,
one.
You can do that.
Thank
and
you.
Then we're going to have a bit of a panel discussion about women's football, where to from now.
Okay.
And we're going to MC.
Great. Well, that all sounds good.
You keep your ear out for that. We'll be announcing more as the show goes
and
forward.
And will we be giving away tickets?
We will be giving away tickets. So every week on the show, we're going to be giving away tickets to that grand final breakfast.
Should we remind our listeners when the grand final is, Fiza?
It's March the 24th. It's on a Saturday.
It is.
So it'll be that particular morning.
And it is in where? What locale? Melbourne? Inner Melbourne.
Malvern.
Malvern East, is it?
No. The Malvern East store.
Okay. So right.
Beautiful. And the other thing, I spoke briefly about this, but the Hawks Pride are launching on April the 15th.
You did not speak briefly about
it at all.
A
long time about it.
Quite lengthily about it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm banging on about it again. So keep your ear to the ground about that. Hawks Pride, April the 15th.
I'd like to make mention of Jake Stringer's hair.
Yes, please do.
It's full a community stop. Announcement.
Full stop.
Just look it up. Instagram.
Boundary Beck, or Specky Becky as we like to call her, she made a really funny comment that he mustn't own a mirror.
It is revolting.
Yes.
It's not a good sign for Essendon at all.
It's sort of a bleach blonde man bun.
Well, it's not even a bun. It's got a few little skerricks in an elastic, and it is bleached. And he was not good in the game.
And it wasn't ironic.
Well, he had a few mates.
Let's face it. Yeah, neither were his mates. 87-point
loss. Were his mates. So, yeah, yes. check Jake Stringer out. You might want to give some constructive feedback about his...
Dye your hair and go back to Bulldogs.
Somebody's not happy.
On the plus side, Adam Saad was good for the...
He was very good.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Now, you can keep your hair watch next week with Beck, who will be back on the show. It's also my birthday tomorrow, and you forgot to announce that.
Oh. We were too busy with Hawks Pride, mate, to hear about your birthday.
We can't get a word in. It's not Adelaide or Hawthorn.
I was talking about football, and you've cut me off for your birthday.
Anyway, keep in touch on Facebook, Chicks Talking Footy, Twitter, CTFJoy949, and Insta, Chicks Talking Footy.
Happy birthday, Skipper.
Thank you, and we'll be back next week on Chicks Talking Footy.
Footy on Joy 94.9, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.